Welcome to Eternity Daily Bible Study number 240. The speaker is John Edmiston. The series is Living in Christ, where we will go through Ephesians chapters 4 to 6. Today's verses are Ephesians chapter 4 verses 1 to 3, and the title of this talk is Walk Worthy. Ephesians chapter 4 verses 1 to 3. I therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the calling with which you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Our series on Ephesians moves from life in Christ in chapters 1 to 3 to living in Christ in chapters 4 to 6, and from an emphasis on being and being in Christ to an emphasis on doing and working out Christ. Having established our place and privilege in Christ, we now find out what a God-indwelt life looks like in the church, chapter 4, in the family and society, chapter 5, and in the heavenly realms, chapter 6. The connecting verse is Ephesians 4, verse 1, with its injunction to walk worthy of the calling with which you are called. We have a high calling. How then do we live it out? If God calls us saints and places us in the heavenly realms with Christ, how should we then live? Paul does not answer this question in terms of material lifestyle. We are not told that as God's kids we should live in luxury. Walking worthily of the high calling is not a matter of possessions and gracious living, but of obedience and gracious attitudes. Living worthily of our high calling means we will be humble and peaceful, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Let's play it in reverse. Instead of the Christian virtues above, let's flip it right around. With haughtiness and arrogance, with impatience, being easily offended, engaging in faction fighting at every opportunity, and maintaining carnality and immaturity in an atmosphere of conflict. Put like this, it is obvious what is of the Spirit and what is of the flesh. Reference verses, Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 to 23. Life in the Spirit is not characterized by backbiting, gossip, and conflict. Rather, the life of the saint is patient and humble, loving and kind, and gives each person space to grow in Christ. Many of the attitudes inculcated into us when we first learn social skills are of the flesh. Young adults are often encouraged to be elitist, proud, and haughty. They are taught to jump on minor social infractions, to reject others, and to separate from others and form cliques. Unfortunately, some of this substandard socialization makes its way into the church. The church should not be like the world, and should not be driven by the flesh and by human pride and factionalism. Rather, the church should be a place where saints can be grown. The church should be forbearing of new Christians, meek and gentle to the hurting, free of pecking orders and cliques, and humble in a real and a solid kind of way. Such people are saintly, and saintly people are worthy of their calling. Let's look at the spiritual virtues mentioned in Ephesians 4, 1-3, and let's look at them as a little more depth. As I go along, I'll mention a lot of Bible references. These are so that you can check out the statements I make in this. As I go through this section, it might be handy to have pencil and paper ready to jot down the verses as I mention them. The first attribute is lowliness. Lowliness is the opposite of haughtiness. Lowliness means being without superiority or class distinctions. It's being able to serve, delighting in lifting up another person, never putting someone down. The lowly person surrenders the best seat. Lowly people lift others up by getting underneath. That is why the Son of God called himself lowly. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, "Take my yoke on you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls." Lowliness is commended throughout the scriptures, and is something that God regards and gives grace to. Job chapter 22, verse 29. Psalms 138, verse 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 34. Chapter 11, verse 2. Chapter 16, verse 19. And Luke chapter 1, verse 52. The true apostles were lowly of heart. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 6. And chapter 10, verse 1. And lowliness is an essential part of the Philippians 2 section on humility, where it says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, that each esteem others better than themselves." So with lowliness, with esteeming others better than ourselves, there can be no pecking orders in the church. Meekness. Meekness is safeness. Meekness is the opposite of arrogant abusiveness. Meek people are safe and gentle. They display true spiritual greatness. And because they keep others safe, God keeps them safe. God defends the meek. Psalm 76, verse 9, and 147, verse 6. And the meek will inherit the earth. Psalm 37, 11, and Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. Moses, the great leader of Israel, was exceptionally meek. Numbers 12, verse 3. And meekness is one of the characteristics of the triumphant Messiah. Psalm 45, verse 4. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 4. And Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. And of course, as we have seen, Jesus was meek. Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. And in fact, it was one of his kingly virtues at his triumphal entry. Matthew chapter 21, verse 5. Meekness is the opposite of abusiveness and arrogance. Meekness is to characterize New Testament church discipline, because meekness governs the way we use power. For references of meekness and gentleness in church discipline, see 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 21, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1, Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, and 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 25. Meekness is also to characterize the life of the Christian teacher, apologist and defender of the faith, those people who have to powerfully defend what it means to be a Christian, should do so with great meekness. This is mentioned in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 25, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, Titus chapter 3, verse 2, and James chapter 3, verse 13. Meekness is also part of being a truly godly Christian woman in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 4, and part of being an attentive disciple and good learner. James chapter 1, verse 21. Next virtue, long-suffering and forbearance. Long-suffering and forbearance are the opposites of irritability and swift judgmentalism. Long-suffering and forbearance involve the ability to put up with others and to give them room to grow, as we ourselves would like others to give us grace and understanding. These attributes are at the very heart of the glory of God that was revealed to Moses in Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 and 7. and immature people lack long-suffering and forbearance. Immature people are forever fuming and fretting and being annoyed. They need to grow up in Christ. While we can demand our rights now and then, most of the time we should not be so fussy. Maturity involves put-up ability. Finally, we should have a spirit of cooperation and unity, which we will look at more in the next devotional. We should have a good team spirit that is from the Holy Spirit, so that we can be forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Thus, walking worthily is not about spiritual elitism, fractious legalism, or divisive judging. Neither is it about being a superior kind of Christian. Rather, it is about being a lowly, meek, patient, loving, and cooperative saint. If we are walking worthily, we will not overemphasize denominational differences or divide off from others, but we will endure their faults. We will pray for them, and we will be meek and lowly and long-suffering and forbearing towards them. Blessings. See you tomorrow.